This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Six San Luis Valley counties weigh El Paso voter roll cleanup model. At the urging of election researcher Douglas Frank, six San Luis Valley counties are weighing an Experian-assisted voter roll cleanup modeled on El Paso County's 2023 program. The push comes as Colorado has reported cumulative removals of 372,000 names since a 2023 judicial watch settlement, and as the U.S. Department of Justice is separately suing the state for voter data. Denver, six county commissions and Colorado's San Luis Valley are weighing whether to direct their clerks to pursue an Experian-assisted voter roll cleanup modeled on El Paso County's 2023 program. According to researcher Douglas Frank, who told the Kim Monson Show on May 20, that he is organizing the effort with local commissioners and sheriffs in the valley. The county-level push arrives as Colorado has reported cumulative removals of 372,000 names from its statewide voter rolls in data turned over to Judicial Watch under a 2023 federal court settlement, and as the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division is separately suing Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold for access to unredacted voter registration data. Frank is affiliated with Cause of America, a national group active in Colorado on election records work. In February 2023, the office of El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Steve Schleicher began cross-referencing the county's voter rolls against Experian's TrueTrace credit data service to flag outdated addresses and identify duplicate and deceased registrations. The clerk's election upgrades page reports a 245% decrease in undeliverable ballots over the three subsequent elections. In an April 2026 commentary in Rocky Mountain Voice, Bob Cooper, director of the Colorado Institute for Fair Elections, wrote that after three Experian runs since April 2023, the El Paso program had identified 91,084 address discrepancies, initiated 46,195 voter contacts to confirm or update records, and removed more than 4,700 registrations from the rolls. Cooper put the estimated administrative savings at $107,000 for El Paso alone and reported that Colorado mailed 32,216 undeliverable ballots statewide in 2024 at an estimated cost of $1.6 million. Cooper also alleged that Experian offered the Colorado Secretary of State's office a $50,000 statewide solution that was not adopted, and that a bill which would have authorized credit agency address verification statewide, House Bill 26-1104, died in committee earlier this year on a party-line vote. The 37,000 number comes from data Colorado is required to send Judicial Watch each year through April 2028. In Judicial Watch, Inc., v. Griswold, No. 20, CV-02992, filed in October 2020 in the U.S. District Court for the District of Colorado, Judicial Watch, three Colorado voters, the American Constitution Party of Colorado and the Libertarian Party of Colorado, sued the Secretary of State alleging that Colorado had failed to conduct adequate voter list maintenance under Section 8 of the National Voter Registration Act of the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. The parties reached a stipulated settlement filed March 30, 2023, and the case was dismissed May 8, 2023. Under the settlement, filed under Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 41, Colorado expressly denied liability. Paragraph 4 of the agreement states that defendants deny liability and contend that their current policies and practices fully comply with the NVRA. Paragraph 7 requires Colorado, beginning April 14, 2023, to send Judicial Watch by April 1 of each year through April 2, 2028. The most recent county-level and statewide data Colorado submits to the U.S. Election Assistance Commission's Commission's Biennial Election Administration and Voting Survey on Registrations Canceled, Inactive Voters, and Other List Maintenance Actions. Judicial Watch announced the 372,000 figure on April 8, 2026, drawing on Colorado's EAVS submissions covering list maintenance actions since 2023. This is a major Judicial Watch victory for election integrity, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, said in the announcement. Our lawsuit caused removal of 372,000 outdated registrations from Colorado's voter rolls, which is a massive step toward cleaner elections. Griswold, when the case settled in 2023, said in a public statement that, "We have a very rigorous list maintenance process, and I do not believe that this litigation is about anything based in fact." Election disinformation continues to plague the nation and Colorado, and organizations like Judicial Watch share responsibility for the ongoing threats to democracy. The Judicial Watch action is one of two federal pressures on Colorado's voter roll system. On December 11, 2025, the DOJ Civil Rights Division filed a separate suit against Griswold in the U.S. District Court in Denver, seeking access to unredacted voter registration data, including each voter's full name, date of birth, residential address, and last four digits of their Social Security number or full driver's license number. Per the Secretary of State's release, Colorado was at least the 15th state sued in a December 2025 sequence of DOJ Civil Rights Division actions seeking statewide voter information. The Denver Post reported, the department had then sued 18 states and Fulton County, Georgia. Griswold has refused to release the data, saying in a December 11 statement, "We will not hand over Coloradans' sensitive voting information to Donald Trump. He does not have a legal right to the information. I will continue to protect our elections and democracy and look forward to winning this case." Attorney General Pamela Bondi, in a December 2nd C release on six earlier filings in the same sequence, said that accurate voter rolls are the cornerstone of fair and free elections, and too many states have fallen into a pattern of non-compliance with basic voter roll maintenance. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet K. Dillon, who leads the Civil Rights Division, told the Denver Post that states have the statutory duty to preserve and protect their constituents from vote dilution. Frank, who describes himself as a physicist with 60 peer-reviewed publications and says he was nominated for a Nobel Prize in the 1990s for work on a property of electrons, left academic research in 1996 and began traveling the country after the 2020 election at the invitation of state and county officials interested in their voter roll data. He said on the show that his strategy in the San Luis Valley centers on persuading county commissioners to direct their clerks to follow the El Paso model through appropriations and oversight, an approach he said is meant to keep individual clerks from facing the state alone. Frank told Monson that in Alamosa County 2 days earlier, he had shown commissioners records he says demonstrate 98% turnover in the county's voter rolls over 4 years, and that in Rio Grande County, 25% of mailed ballots came back undeliverable in a recent general election. Schleicher resigned in early March from his role as vice president of the Colorado County Clerks Association and withdrew El Paso County from active CCCA membership. In a member email reproduced in a March 24 Rocky Mountain Voice commentary, Schleicher said his decision was driven by concerns about independence, transparency, and the role of external influence within what is intended to be an independent association. He wrote that CCCA leadership had told him he was excluded from executive-level meetings with the Secretary of State's office due to a lack of trust from that office, and that when he later contacted the Secretary and her staff directly, each of them shared with me that these conversations had not occurred. The San Luis Valley clerks operate under the legal frame established by the prosecutions of Mesa County's Tina Peters and Elbert County's Dallas Schroeder, both of whom made copies of election system hard drives ahead of the May and August 2021 trusted build software upgrades. The Secretary of State's office told KKCO 11 News in September 2021 that prior to the routine upgrade to voting equipment called the trusted build, counties are directed to save to external media all data necessary to completely audit and verify a prior election. In its September 23, 2021 opening brief seeking to remove Peters as the designated election official for Mesa County, the Secretary's office said it had no objection to backing up log files and had helped Larimer County perform such a backup at Larimer's request, but contended that Peters had instead copied entire hard drives and that the copies were posted on the internet. Frank told Monson that the six-county approach in the San Luis Valley is intended to give clerks cover by spreading any state response across multiple jurisdictions, and that the strategy is to have commissioners use budget authority rather than asking clerks to act alone. Frank said he would be presenting voter roll records at a public event in the San Luis Valley on Thursday, and that additional county commissioner hearings are expected in the coming weeks. Colorado's reporting obligation to Judicial Watch under paragraph 7 of the 2023 settlement automatically terminates on April 2, 2028. The DOJ data access suit is pending in the U.S. District Court for the District of Colorado. Judicial Watch reached a separate settlement with the state of Oregon on April 29, 2026, in Judicial Watch et al. V. State of Oregon No. 6024 CV-01783, requiring Oregon to produce detailed county-level voter roll data. Oregon Secretary of State Tobias Redd has reported that Oregon's inactive voter list contains roughly 800,000 registrations, of which about 160,000 currently meet federal and state criteria for removal. The remaining approximately 640,000 will be processed through future list maintenance. And now, Kim's perspective. Every meaningful piece of transparency in Colorado's voter rolls right now traces back to ordinary Coloradans who filed lawsuits, asked for the records, and showed up at county commissioner meetings. The 372,000 number exists because a private organization sued and forced the state to start reporting what it was doing with the rolls. The El Paso program exists because one clerk decided to spend his own county's money to do what the state declined to do statewide. Jefferson placed local control nearest the people for a reason, and the county commissioner path Frank is organizing in the San Luis Valley puts the lever back where citizens can reach it. That is the part of this story worth watching. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.